Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
From faces that run the place getting wrapped up in rather raunchy backstage skits, to gory bloodbaths that perhaps went a little bit too far. Each and every one of these TV 14 occurrences have long since been locked away in the WWE vault, and likely won't be dusted off for a highlight package in the new era anytime soon. Gareth here from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 TV 14 moments WWE wishes never happened. Number 10, Vince McMahon takes on God. While his now even more disturbing pension for getting up close and personal with his various talented female stars will be touched upon a little later, don't you worry. First, it's time to focus on that time the one-time boss decided to take on the Almighty himself. No, not Bobby Lashley, though he did do that and won, of course. Coming in the thick of a blood feud with Shawn Michaels in 2006, Vinnie Mac did everything in his power to destroy the Heartbreak Kid, including taking aim at his beloved God, on the back of the once-troubled icon turning to Christianity in his later years. And if creating his own religion by the name of McMahonism wasn't problematic enough, Vince thought it wise to throw down with the Lord himself at Backlash, teaming with his son Shane in a match against HBK and, God. Sure enough, the simply insane storyline received a ton of criticism, and McMahon didn't even put God over in his only in-ring showing. Shameful. Number 9, Eddie Guerrero gets busted up and then some. WWE definitely hasn't hesitated to salute and praise the impact the late great Eddie Guerrero had on the wrestling landscape in the years since he was suddenly taken away in 2005. However, one moment the company won't ever be in a rush to pay homage to, involving the former WWE champion, came during one of Eddie's defenses of said strap against JBL at Judgment Day 2004. With the two warring rivals locked in a rather physical brawl, the former Bradshaw swung a steel chair at the champ's head, but instead of subtly executing a sneaky blade job that would produce a touch of color to infuse some additional drama into the showing, Guerrero utterly botched the cut, and he soon began drowning in his own blood. The two would foolishly continue on, of course, but the frankly grotesque visual of a blood-soaked champion, who was eventually rushed to hospital afterwards, pummeling his challenger to the point of disqualification, is something you definitely won't be seeing again in the latest era of TV 14. Number 8, Tori Wilson and Stacy Keibler talk up their assets. For a whole host of reasons, the then WWF's Invasion pay-per-view payoff to a once mouth-watering years-in-the-making storyline doesn't sit as the company's finest hour by any means. And buried within the largely botched WWF vs. the Alliance battles for supremacy on show was the sort of stipulation bout that has long since been erased from the promotion's history. But before Tori Wilson and Stacy Keibler could take on Trish Stratus and Lita in said bra and panties match, the two were shoved into a backstage skit designed to get Randy teenagers even more on board with the sleazy showing. From Wilson being made to squeeze hold of her breasts as the camera zoomed in, to Tori giving Stacy a reluctant tap on her behind before letting loose a cringe-inducing, "Stace, you do have a firm ass." This sort of deeply uncomfortable on-air locker room exchange was ever present at this questionable time known as 2001. But that doesn't make these moments any less disturbing to look back on. And despite WWE definitely heading back towards more sexually charged programming recently, the dark days of women being told to perform consistently uncomfortable acts, all in the name of entertainment, look to be firmly in the past. Number 7, Mickie James gives fans the V. From breaking down barriers with her in-ring style, to calling out the frequent BS going down within the biggest wrestling promotion on the planet, to pushing the limits when it comes to the stories women were permitted to tell on a national stage. Multiple-time women's champion and surefire Hall of Famer Mickie James' legacy will be felt within the industry for many years to come. Yet one moment WWE likely won't want you brushing up on when it pertains to the well-respected veteran came in arguably her most acclaimed program to date. As James and longtime rival Trish Stratus collided over the Women's Championship at WrestleMania 22, the former opted to follow a rather raunchy impulse that did actually fall in line with her Trish-obsessed character at the time, it must be said. However, the sight of James gesturing a V before licking her hand, after grabbing hold of her adversary's private area, surprisingly rubbed her Randy Boss up the wrong way, with Vince reportedly erupting at Mickie as she got back through the curtain. Said beat was then ultimately erased from all future replays of the still-gripping bout. Yep, I'm ashamed of that pun too, but moving on. Number 6, Kane charges the son of the boss. The currently blacklisted Shane McMahon's history of putting his body on the line for the sake of popping the crowd is still very much front and center whenever the promotion feels the need to hype up an incoming Plunder Brawl or Hell in a Cell epic. However, there is actually a daring Shane O'Mac beat from those edgy TV 14 days that the company clearly deems too intense and surreal to revisit. And it just so happens to involve the current Big Red Mayor of Knox County too. With the son of the boss and Kane locked in a blood feud back in 2003, in the wake of the latter hitting a tombstone on the former's mother, as you do, Shane soon found himself at the mercy of the monstrous Brother of Destruction on Raw. And before McMahon knew what had hit him, he'd been cuffed, tied to the ring post, and had his nads electrocuted on national television. And while this is still the same company who quite happily pretended to yank out Rey Mysterio's eyeball only a few years ago, it's safe to assume the frazzling of testicles is an awkward act that even WWE wishes they hadn't pursued.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Number 5, many a hanging and choking. The rarely dull prior TV 14 era also saw a rather alarming amount of folks hanging from the neck at various points. Perhaps the most infamous instance of a star being hoisted up by their throat came on the back of The Undertaker and Big Boss Man's Hell in a Cell battle at WrestleMania 15, with the latter being yanked up high thanks to a harness he was wearing underneath his gear. Yet that still didn't stop the visual from deeply distressing those taken in the extreme image. That being said, at least it was somewhat safer than the sequence that nearly saw Gangrel very much choked to death on live TV. Once again involving the Phenom, the Brood member wasn't afforded the luxury of a harness or gimmicked rope when it came time to being strangled by the Ministry of Darkness on Raw in February 1999. Instead, Gangrel was genuinely seconds away from waving farewell to the land of the living, with Midian's subtle intervention helping to keep an already controversial sequence from becoming that little more infamous. And it's not too difficult to see why the company has distanced themselves from the sight of hanging wrestlers in the years since this weird 99 obsession. Number 4, hot lesbian action. 2002 saw then Monday Night General Manager Eric Bischoff introduce a whole segment seemingly dedicated to some HLA. For those blissfully unaware, said acronym stood for Hot Lesbian Action, and the entire transparent attempt to pop a rating simply got more uncomfortable by the minute. Bringing in Looney Lane and Savvy, two indie workers from the Ultimate Pro Wrestling promotion, the unfortunate pair were made to strip each other down to their underwear, whilst Jerry Lawler predictably lost his mind on commentary. And with Bischoff dictating the entirely problematic action throughout, his words of sex and violence always sell would then provoke an equally controversial prolonged attack on the women courtesy of 3 minutes warning. Sky Sports quickly sensed this development was a step too far from McMahon and his team, and sliced the segment from the episode entirely when it came time to air it in the UK. And with the level of backlash that was sent the company's way on the back of this lazy bid to boost ratings, you can bet WWE won't be letting loose any more unsavory HLA on Raw, SmackDown, or NXT 2.0 in the future. Number 3, Vince McMahon asks if you're ready for some wrestling. Vince McMahon stooped to new uncomfortable lows back in 2004, when faced with stiff Monday night opposition in the NFL. Spoofing the Monday Night Football cold open involving Terrell Owens and Nicolette Sheridan around the time, McMahon had then Intercontinental Champion Shelton Benjamin brand Trish Stratus the biggest slut on Raw, as the multiple-time women's champion sported no more than a facial mask and a towel. And if that wasn't bad enough, just as Stratus was set to mirror Sheridan's infamous detoweling, Vince himself opted to rock up onto the scene, states how everyone knows African-Americans are attracted to Canadian white women with broken noses, that he wouldn't have a locker room full of miscreants and deviants, fire further shots at the NFL, and finally have a naked Stratus dive onto his person, before sending out one last pointed, "Are you ready for some wrestling, dig?" Ah, what a guy. With the former boss's reported sexual misconduct behind the scenes very much making the headlines time and time again recently, WWE will definitely continue to distance itself from this sort of troubling fantasy brought to life in the post-Vince era. Number 2, Candice Michelle asked John Cena if he thinks she sucks. He may have eventually become synonymous with all things PG from 2008 onwards, but that still doesn't change the fact that John Cena very much found himself at the center of many a questionable exchange in the few years he was let loose in the TV-14 arena beforehand. Away from a ton of poorly aging raps, aimed at whichever sorry soul was stood opposite the mic-dropping doctor of Thuganomics, another element of the star's past pre-Super Cena has all been scrubbed from company history in the years since his rise to superstardom. And it's not difficult to see why. Routinely spearheading backstage skits which involved his female colleagues throwing themselves at the face of the company, one particularly jarring mid-2000s segment saw the then WWE champion storm into the women's locker room to seek opinions on Kurt Angle, only for Candice Michelle to ask if he thought she sucked. Cena then proceeded to bumble over himself trying to make that happen. Riveting stuff, I'm sure you'll agree, but stuff that Cena and the global brand have gone out of their way to brush under the carpet all the same. Number 1, Edge's live sex celebration. The promotion's idea to get over Edge's bold and then new rated R shtick via a live sex celebration with his real-life partner Lita has aged like a pint of full fat milk. What's worse is that, as recently revealed by Lita herself, the company actually threatened to fire the influential talent if she didn't go through with the segment, involving her very much getting down and dirty with the then WWE champion on a 2006 episode of Raw. So despite John Cena, Edge, and a number of other WWE backstage figures all attempting to keep the scenario from going down, Vince McMahon got his wish, and Lita was forced to go through with the entire ordeal, one which would directly contribute to her departure from the company not long after. And it's no surprise all talk of the demeaning and gross Monday night moment has been kept away from the WWE sphere ever since, with many still viewing this as one of the darkest developments of the era and one that should never have made it past the pitching stage.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.